sick of listening to your shit. Shut the fuck up.
If you're a heckler, shut up. If you're a hater, shut up. If you ain't holding the mic, then shut the fuck up. Fuck boy, shut up. Fake friends, shut up. If you ain't about growth, then shut the fuck up. Negrophobia, shut up. All lives matter, shut up. White man with a forked tongue, shut the fuck up. Victim blamer, shut up. Uncaring, shut up. If you're worthy to our benefit, shut the fuck up. Liar, liar, shut up. Wolf crier, shut up. When grown folks are talking young and shut the fuck up. You a traitor, shut up. Manipulator, shut up. Real friends know the time to shut the fuck up. Wrong preacher, shut up. Wicked preacher, shut up. If you ain't got any answers, hey, shut the fuck up. Interrupter, shut up. Obstructor, shut up. If you ain't holding the peace pipe, shut the fuck up. Hey, 2021.
Gotta get it right, buddy. I say, fuck the police, that's how I treat them. We buy our way out of jail, but we can't buy freedom. We'll buy a lot of clothes, but we don't really need them. Things we buy to cover what's inside.
Message!
Because they made us hate ourselves and love our wealth. They made us hate ourselves and love their wealth. That's why shorties hollering where the ball is at. Drug dealers buy Jordan, crackhead buy crack. And the white man get paid off of all of that. Hey, yo, welcome. Bienvenue to another midweek episode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, a.k.a. B Blizzak, a.k.a. Mr. Shut Up Podcast. .com on the web, and pour les Français in the audience, aka Monsieur Le Grand Papa B. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Before I continue with the show, I need to inform you new listeners who didn't know that this podcast is protected by the red, the black, and the green, and waves a red, black, and a red, blue flag. Rouge et bleu is up in this bitch. I'm representing and holding it down for black folks who grew up in the 80s watching TV Ontario, Télé Québec, and Soul in the City on Much Music. This episode is being recorded on December 21st, 2022, the officially winter in the Northern Hemisphere. Oh, and at 9:03 p.m. Yeah, it's kind of late. This episode is also brought to you by the letter F. F for fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record labeled as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. Yeah. Okay. A little slow on that message. You know what? First thing is, I said midweek episode, but this might be the last episode for 2022. Well, okay. Okay. You know what? Because I like ending on the number 40. And if I do release any other episodes between now and 2020, between the end of this year, it's gonna be a bonus episode. They might be, I might continue this tradition that I started on the last podcast, and by start I mean on the last episode of, when I say last podcast, I mean the Old Testament of Shut Up Podcast, the older version. And I did it twice, but it was usually around New Year's, where I would call it, Orbiting Around Earth type of episode. And I called it Orbiting Around Earth because back then, you kids might not remember or might not be aware, but weed was illegal. So, you know, you have to watch your mouth. You have to censor yourself because you don't know, because the feds are listening. And, so Orbiting Around Earth was just my way of saying I'm high, I'm not sober, and I'm talking, and I might be talking a lot of shit. That's bad, but I'm, you know, and, yeah, 3 minutes in, and I'm like, yeah, I'm indecisive. You know what? I promised myself I'm gonna take it easy on this episode, especially considering this might be the last one of the year. Again, might be. All right, but here's hoping I don't cough like I did like the last episode, because Well, it's unprofessional. Well, not just unprofessional, but kind of, like, fucked me up, man. Kind of, like, you know, that didn't really feel good. But if it comes down, next to me I have a Fisherman's Friend next beside me, which I plan on sucking on. I plan on sucking on a Fisherman's Friend. No, this episode is not brought to you by a Fisherman's Friend. But I like to make some of you some of you folks probably feel uncomfortable at the idea that I'm sucking on the Fisherman's Friend. And he said, and you're upset at the fact that he hasn't said no homo. What the fuck's that about? So yeah, deal with it. Deal with it. Matter of fact, maybe you shouldn't be listening to this podcast. yeah, let's keep going, man. All right, so let's go through the rundown sheet. At the end, I'm going to shout out two podcasts that I listened to actually just right not too long ago. I should probably, you know, just for some a little context, is 9 p.m. Why am I recording so late? It's because I finished work and I was hungry and I was debating between cooking, doing the grown-up thing of cooking and then podcasting, or podcasting and then cooking. But then I remember I'm running out of toilet paper. So I went to the grocery store. And there's also the thing that, was it December 21st? Yeah. Old man winter is coming in with a bang. The weather channel. What do you call it? The weatherman? Weather people? What's the official? Meteorologist. Yeah. They're predicting a fucked up storm coming in Ottawa. And so that's the other reason I went to the grocery store is because, yeah, Be Black don't like to go out when when it's icy out there. But I should bring up, man, this is just casual conversation before I get into the whole podcast. But what happened is I bought some new boots. And they were kind of expensive, man. I bought it at some like small business. I'm trying to say like, they're not a chain. That's my point. It's not a chain. And shout out to my homie Jay Little who recommended the place. And what I like about these boots is, one, they're warm. Two, they're fucking comfortable. Three, easy to put on. Man, I fucking hate. I used to have these one boots and putting on was like a hassle. It's like my feet were too wide for the narrow entry. Whatever. It was just difficult to put on and they were uncomfortable. So three and one, two, three. I lost track of how many counts was I in? But whatever, right? But the last feature about these boots that I like is they got like this special feature on there where they got like this little latch. I can't explain. I don't know how to describe it, right? If I could show you the boots, I'd be. But essentially, there's like a transformer part. There's a part where you can flip under the boot and it's like metal hooks so you can, you know, so it grips. Like my cousin would say, ça croque dans la glace. So it crocs inside, so it bites into the ice. And, yeah, man. Because, yeah, one of my biggest thing about winter, especially, well, snow I can handle. I've gotten used to it. The cold, I'm handling better. But the one thing I fucking hate is slippery ice. That shit's dangerous, man. A lot of motherfuckers, man, I can't afford to fall and then fuck up my hip. And then next thing you know, I lose my black man walk. You know what I mean? Yeah, man. I lose my black man walk. What do I have left? You know what I mean? Just a big dip. Shout out to the exes listening to this podcast and laughing their ass off. It ain't that big. All right, okay. Bitches. All right. All right, let's get on with the show, man. So, yeah, that's why I'm recording late, because I went to the grocery store and got to wear my comfortable boots. And we'll take it from there. Yeah. All right. Let's do this. You know, I didn't mention the store that where I bought it from, but I feel I'm going to shout out Rocky from Rwanda, the sales guy. Man, that dude he wasn't working on commission, but damn, that motherfucker earned that buck. Earned that motherfucker. Like, I felt like Snoop. I don't know if you've seen that scene in The Wire, season 4. Where episode 1, actually the intro episode, and Snoop is about to buy a nail gun, and she's in the hardware store, and the sales guy, man, fuck, I'm fucking up the slang, but she says, I think she said, yeah, you earned that buck, or you earned that like a motherfucker. Basically, she was happy with the service and the information homie provided for the gun, and she probably appreciated the fact that, you know, he didn't say, hey, what are you going to do with that gun? Nail up, hide dead bodies? You know, shit like that, you know. And Spoiler alert, yeah. But yeah, that's how I felt, man. Shout out to Rocky. Man, I could ramble on. You know, one of my random thoughts is you know, I'm gonna save it for random thoughts. But before, okay, so let's just run through this shit here. Today's title: things we buy, 040, things we buy to cover what's inside. All right, two reasons why I picked that up is because one, you know, it's around Christmas. You know what I mean? It's it's around Christmas, and a lot of people are doing some purchasing. And I bet you a lot of people are buying shit to cover up the fact that they hate the guts of the people they're buying the gift for. Merry Christmas. You are a fucking mistake. Here's your gift. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm just saying, Christmas is a little weird for me because a lot of people, okay, something changed in me where I used to enjoy a family gathering, and now 47-year-old B Black, 2022 right now. I've been like that for a few years, man. Does not enjoy a family gathering, man. It's a long, complicated conversation. My therapist is very aware of that, but I'm just. I want to say it's not personal, but maybe it is personal. It's disappointing a lot of relatives, but it's just. You know what? I'm debating on, you know what? That might be a 2023 topic, but let's just say for now, the best part I love about this time of the holiday is being left a fucking alone. It's just that time where no work. I'm going to turn off my phone. I'm not going to exist for the next few weeks. Like, I'll probably turn it on for New Year's and Christmas. But in between, like, oh my God, leave me the fuck alone. Okay. And, you know, shout out to my loved ones. You know, I'm sorry that you have to endure this version of Be Black at this moment. But, you know, I have my reasons, man. The legitimate reasons that I've tried to explain to you why I'm in this state. And unfortunately, I couldn't say, unfortunately, truth bothers you. You rather hear your version of the story. You rather hear, you know what? I'm just going to say shout out to everyone out there with complicated relationships with their family. They love them, but they got to make choices between inner peace and giving them what they want. Being who they want you to be. You know what I mean? And the worst is they don't fucking understand. Like, sometimes I wish, and I'm being very careful because I don't want to, what's the word? Patronize? Is it the demean or the experience that members of the LGBTQ community go through? I don't want to minimize their experience, like their suffering and all that. What I'm saying is, it's not my intention, but sometimes I think life with my family would be a lot easier, would be just a bit easier if I was gay. Because then I'd have a reason to be like, well, fuck it, until you accept my lifestyle, until you accept me as a human being, go fuck yourselves. But instead, it's not being gay, it's just, I don't know, I don't want to go to church. I don't want to talk about Jesus. I don't want to tolerate toxic relatives. I don't want to fucking pretend like I gotta play. I gotta be the bigger person. I'm tired of having to. No, I gotta be careful. You know what I mean? I got some relatives that are just great people. I mean, like that. But it's just. I don't know. I'm trying to justify myself. Sometimes I think I do these podcasts so that when I die, they'll have a better explanation of an interpretation of understanding. Well, you know. see, these are topics that I can't have a straight conversation with the people I got beef with. The people I got beef problems with. You know? They're just going to hear what they want to hear. So, it's funny. It's when you die, then that's when they'll be like, "Oh," but yeah, man, it's a conflict, man. We just can't. Jesus Christ, I'm spending more time than I wanted to spend. See, this is what I do all the time, man. I write down topics, and then I picture myself. Oh, okay, just in case I don't have a lot to say about this, I'm gonna add 10 more other topics and shit like that. And now I spent 13 minutes in, and I got shit to go through, man. I got a rundown sheet. Holy fuck, man. Okay, so where was I? Yeah, I'm just saying this time of the year, it's different for me, man. It's different for me. And shout out to everyone else who don't spend Christmas through their own will, the way everyone else does. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Through their own will. Like, I feel bad for people who want to be with their family and can't be. And I know they're listening to me going, oh, you piece of shit. You're fucking, what did I love to be? You should love, you should forgive your fucking foot. I wish my parents were still around and shit like that. I'm like, I ain't talking shit about you. I'm just saying I'm in the one of these unique position that I know makes me look like the asshole. But let's just say I'm standing up for my truth and I plan on dying on it. There we go. Standing up for my truth. All right. Okay, where was I? Yeah, I lost track of what I was saying. Things we buy to cover what's inside. Oh, right. The second reason why I went with that lyric is because initially, sometimes I remember rap lyrics and remix it in my head. I thought he said, before I looked up the lyric, I thought he said, things we do to cover up what's inside. Because that's one of the thoughts that I had after recording my last episode, 039. Don't shed a tear for me, nigga. I ain't happy here. For you white people, it's don't shed a tear for me, N-word. I ain't happy here. I mean, if you're like a friend of the podcast, then yeah, and you plan on repeating the name of the fucking, of that title, it's N-word for you. That's okay. Anyway, yeah, so I was just thinking about how measuring, if we were able to quantify and measure happiness, right? And whether the people who we believe are actually happy or full of shit, like they would score very low. And then it just had me thinking about how if I had money, the first thing I would do is give you the illusion I was happy. I'd buy a lot of shit. I'd buy a lot of whack shit. I was going to play that clip from Office Space. I goes, hey, what would you do if you came into money and I forgot what the amount was. He says, yeah, two chick at the same time. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'd have mad sex orgies, man. I'm like, let's just say a lot of sex workers would be benefiting from my quest to convince you that I'm very happy. I'm just buying a lot of shit deep down, but just to cover up the what's inside. Speaking of that quote, by the way, that quote is from Kanye. And I'm wondering his spiral downward, if he's like covering something that's inside. Like it's fucked up. He's already like on this anti-Semitic, anti-black, like all kind of anti-shit, like anti-my career shit. And is there more to it? But that's not what I'm trying to get at. But I'm just saying I appreciate that verse. It just speaks to me. And later on, I'm going to go into other verses that spoketh to me. Hold on. Why is that there? Oh, I'm on the wrong line. God damn it. I hate when I do that. Sorry. Focus, B. Okay. All right. So, man, I forgot to change this shit. Damn. So I hate when my... Oh, focus, B. Don't get mad. See, I have this thing. I have a bad habit of like being very like mean to myself. I think that's going to be one of my resolutions. Trying to be a little... Shout out to my therapist. Every time I leave her office, she always says, take care of yourself. And now I think I'm going to say, be kinder to yourself, says the guy who says, be kind to your favorite podcast. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, you know, be kind to your favorite podcast. So technically, this should be my favorite podcast. And yeah, I think 2020, I'm going to try to learn, develop to being kinder to myself because I'm, I'm very mean, man, especially when I make mistakes, especially when I fuck up. There we go. Okay, let me go. Songs and podcasts. Okay, that's not a section anymore. Okay, there we go. Last episode. Yeah. What you're seeing is what's going to be on. But my rundown sheet is usually turns out to be what you're going to see as the topic list on my show notes on the website. Yeah. That may not mean anything to you. But okay, all right. Last episode. So don't shed a tear for me, nigga. I ain't happy. Yeah, I was talking about, thinking of the rap verse from Kanye, things we buy to cover up inside. And I'm just talking about, because I was talking about the suicide death of DJ Twitch Boss, DJ Steven Twitch Boss. It was sad. Chris Lambert, who I will talk about later in this podcast, he talked about it, and it just had me thinking even more about I think all of us, most of us, actually, no, there's something that he said that I appreciate. He said, I don't think you could be considered yourself sane if you haven't had moments in your life where you considered. I'm not saying you did it or were close to it, but you, the thought of suicide crossed your mind. I'm like, you know what? If I were to die, if I were to split my vein, I would not have to stand in this meeting anymore. I would not have to listen to this asshole and this talking shit in the meeting. You know what I mean? Tolerate this boredom. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, I think I'm not alone in the people who some of us are like, hey, man, you might be enjoying this life. I'm having difficulty doing so. Even though I'm a privileged motherfucker, even though I have it better than most people on this planet, I'm still struggling in enjoying my journey through life. And I'm, you know, shout out to all you folks with the joie de vivre. I think I might have a warning if I really feel down to not for you to not listen to this podcast, because there's one thing I do not want to be responsible for is diminishing the light. Well, technically, I should be able to do that. But, you know, I understand positive people. And if one day you decide that, yeah, B, I'm going to have to cut you off because you're fucking a downer. I understand. Yeah, it's probably a season I'm going through. Remember that I mentioned the word season because it's going to come up later. I'm going to make a callback to the term season. It's probably a season I'm going through, this downer, this blue mood that I'm in. But at the moment, deal with it. That's where I am. That's where I'm at. All right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So don't shed a tear for me. Okay. One last thought from the podcast that I didn't get to mention on the podcast on the last episode was, yeah, I was thinking Twitch boss, and because a lot of people are asking the question, how could he have done this, man? The man was married. He was successful, dancer, good looking, blah, 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 blah. Like, he had all the qualifiers, and yet man chose to blow his brains out. And I'm not trying to say I understand. Yeah, and I want to be clear that I'm not going to act like I understand this journey of ours called life. I don't know what possessed him to do it. I just know that the not enjoying my journey and through life right now, could understand someone just reaching a point of being like, fuck it, fuck it. Like, you know, they going for it. It's like, think of life being a shitty job. You're sure you should be grateful for having a job, but let's just say you're just having one of those jobs and it just feels toxic. You're just surrounded by all the wrong people. You're doing all the wrong things, and you should be changing. You should be, but, you know, you're putting up with this job even though it's costing you your soul. That's what, for some of us, life just is, like a shitty job. And and you just, some of us just tell ourselves, well, maybe, see, that's the thing. Some of us just tell, if you're like, especially growing up as a Christian, I'm an ex-Christian now, but growing up as a Christian, I remember believing that, yeah, tolerating a shitty job, a shitty life, that's what being Christian is all about. You know what I mean? You go through this bullshit, because then when you get through the afterlife, you'll be like, all right, okay, it was worth it. Oh my God, I'm a VIP and all that bullshit. But nah, man, shout out to Bob Marley, R.I.P. Bob Marley, the great Bob Marley, who says, if you know what life is worth, you would look for yours on earth. But yeah, man. Yeah. I gotta stop speaking like I'm speaking to a critic. That's because I don't know, you'll probably notice, okay, maybe I'm just talking to myself. Well, technically I am talking to myself, being this microphone. I've told myself, again, another tangent, I'm pretending like, because I'm speaking out loud, right? I'm just talking out loud, and I'm not trying to be entertaining. I'm not trying to use tactics to keep you listening. If you're listening to this, it's because you probably like me, or you're working for the feds. I probably said something fucked up on Twitter, and you saw my Twitter link, and your poor bastard ass was made responsible to say, okay, keep an eye on this nigger. Listen, okay, he's got 40 episodes. Go through all of them and see if he says anything related to Al-Qaeda, the Black Panthers, or what? Fuck Whitey. What? Okay, you know what I mean? You're poor ass. And you're responsible for writing up the warrant to storm my apartment. So I'm going to try to make it, I'm not trying to be entertaining, but, you know, I try to throw in a few jokes to Poor you. You know what I mean? And if you're, so if you're listening to this podcast, it's not because I hustled you into listening to it. So this is like a permission to myself to just be free. Be me. Just be me. It's like, you know that saying, dance like no one's looking? Well, I podcast like no one's listening. All right. Okay. Oh my God. Okay. On a tangent. Okay. Stuck around. Okay. Don't shed a tear for me, nigga. I ain't happy here. Yeah. Last podcast. A point I didn't get a chance to make because I was talking about how DJ Switch, but like the people who commit suicide and they shock the world. I'm like, but I thought he or she was such a happy person. Life is complicated for some of us, man. Some of you, you know, no, man, it's simple. No, it's not complicated. Y'all make it complicated. Nah, man. I'm thinking about, imagine being in a situation where I used to say this thing. Actually, I think I mentioned that in my manifesto episode. Manifesto is my first episode of the podcast. Some people write a manifesto and then shoot up their school. I wrote a manifesto and then started a podcast. I make myself laugh. You know what? That's why I do this podcast, because I make my own self laugh. All right, okay. Where was I? 25 minutes in and I still haven't. I love you, B. All right. Because I'm fucking up here. All right, okay. I talk about how, what do you do when you're surrounded by people who don't know the answer or don't understand the question? You need answers. No one can give it to you. You try to ask it. You put an effort. You try to formulate it. You write it down. You do a pot. You yell it out loud. You put it in a song. You fucking feed it to them, whatever. But they don't understand the fucking question. You're stuck. That's what I'm trying to say. All these people are like, yo, you could come to me if you need any help, but you don't have the degrees of knowledge to understand my problems I'm going through. So I'm thinking about, let's say, DJ Twitch Boss. Maybe he gave signs that. Okay, look, I want to be clear. I'm not blaming people. I'm saying I understand what it's like to try to reach for help. And people just don't get it. Which, by the way, is one of the reasons I'm in therapy, because I'm able to have conversations, shameful, embarrassing, complicated conversation that she could be like, oh, okay, you know, and figure these things out. So I'm able to untangle the complexity of the fucked upness going on in my head. It's a shame that a lot of men, especially men, that's part of the thing. Or like, fuck that. I ain't going in no fucking therapy. What the fuck? What am I? Some kind of little mental midget? Fuck that. So yeah, I'm quoting Sopranos here. Yeah, that's the thing is, it's people wanna, you know what? I was gonna quote, talk about a TikTok video that I saw about some punk ass dude talking about how, yeah, men commit suicide. And it's, he wasn't saying these words, but he was pretty much saying it's you bitches' fault. And fuck him from the bottom of my heart. Anyway, yeah, so I'm just saying a lot of us, not just men and women, but I'm focusing on men on this one, right, are in situations where you're surrounded by people who don't understand the question, who either don't have the answers or don't understand the question, leaving you to fend for yourself. Like, I've always imagined what it must be like to be in a situation, right, where people ain't trying to hear about you being gay. Right? Imagine just being like that shame that comes with that being, you're surrounded by people who will just shame you for it or be like, nah, you must be fucked up. Here, you need more Jesus. Right? Basically, telling them that you're gay, the choice between killing yourself and telling people that you're gay, killing yourself sounds, you know, much better. Or you can't be happy. Like, there's one thing I do, I've heard about people who are in depression, right? They're surrounded by people who say, man, just walk it off. Like, sing a song. Always look on the bright side of life. Yeah, you're surrounded by motherfuckers like Xanax, pills, therapy. Don't be a little bitch, man. Just be happy. Smile. You know, you're surrounded by motherfuckers who don't understand that the part in your brain that allows you to be happy ain't working. So you can't have conversation with these people and say, no, it's beyond that shit. It reminds me of, not the same level. I was trying to explain racism to a white dude, right? And because of his limited imagination, okay, I'm getting a little emotional. I can see the volume going high and I'm about to peak and stuff like that. Sorry if I'm hurting your ears. But yeah, I was because of his inability to imagine, maybe it's a combination of lack of imagination. Einstein always says that imagination is better than knowledge. Dude was a smart guy. But when it came to imagining realities outside of his own, he was a fucking moron. Anyway, yeah. So I think it was a combination of that and refusing to believe other people's experience. Like, you know, if fuck it. If I've never seen the color blue, then the color blue does not exist. He's one of those guys, right? I remember trying to explain to him racism, and he compared it to the last time he was bullied. And his point was, I got over it. See, you don't see me fucking bitching talking about Black Lives Matter. You don't see me saying Crackers Lives Matter. You know, I got over it. Yeah. So, yeah, you're surrounded by people who refuse to accept and understand that there's a part of your brain that allows you to be happy is fucking broken. Imagine I remember when I was a teenager, I had this like inexplicable rage. I thought it was related to racism. I thought it was because, you know, white people kept calling me the N-word. I mean, it was part of it, but there was a lot of rage from forced to repressed anger surrounded by, you know, narcissists who are like, yo, I know what's better than you. Back then I had some incel mindset. I was incelish mindset. And that's not to justify it, not that I'm justifying, but I'm saying I had a unhealthy boyhood. And I say a boyhood, but I mean, it's the same boyhood we all go through, you know, whack sexual, parents who don't want to talk to you about sex, being exposed to pornography at a young age, surrounded by, men and women who think being a toxic male is normal and biblical teaching and stuff like that. All that shit culminated into an inexplicable rage, and the incel inside me was that nearly was born was from that inexplicable rage. In another podcast, I will talk to you about how I managed to deal with it. But you're one of those people who have this inexplicable rage. You're surrounded by people who say, man, get over it. Just calm down. Like, I have a few relatives who have this rage that's kind of scary. And you're like, you need to talk to someone about it. But I remember having this inexplicable rage that I try to, people either laughed at it, dismissed it as nothing. And I remember just having trouble dealing with it. And that's, yeah, that was one of the reasons why I ended up in therapy. But yeah, you have inexplicable rage, can't be happy, or, you know, same sex. And all these things just like the traka fucking with your mind and knowing to have an honest conversation. Even the your closest friend, lover, whatsoever, unable to understand, lacks empathy, has the inability to empathize with you. And then after you blow your head out, they're like, you know, oh shit, I wish they would have talked to me. For what? You couldn't give me any answers or couldn't understand any of my fucking questions. Shout out to the people out there who are just misunderstood. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Out there, misunderstood, going through life, trying to maintain. Maintain, man. I hope you find, what do you call that? To the distant shores. I hope you make it. Life throws you a life rack. Because it's a challenge, man. It's a challenge. Life's a bitch, man. And then you die. All right. Damn, that's depressing. Right in time for the holidays, man. All right. Okay. So I got this new thing I'm doing. Before I used to do about other titles I was going to give to this episode. But instead, I'm usually these titles, because it's from a song that I listen to. So sometimes what I do every episode, I create a, like after this episode, right? I'm going to create a playlist on called 4142, whatever. Okay. And essentially it's music that just, I'm just going to throw songs, new songs that I discover, new songs that just make me think, or that make me consider that I'm going to make a topic, a podcast or whatever. It's going to relate to the podcast. I just throw it in that playlist, right? And so I'm not going to go through the list of all the songs, but I'm going to go through three songs that hit me actually between now and the release of last episode. By the way, I'm feeling good, folks. For those asking, I'm kind of, I don't know what happened, but I guess because I said something that I wanted to get off my chest. All right, so first song is Desiree, You Gotta Be. You got a bit, you got to, and there's a line she goes, don't be scared to cry. Oh, don't be ashamed to cry. The verse goes, I'm not going to sing it, but I'm going to read out the verse. It goes, the whole thing, it goes, listen as your day unfolds, challenge what the future holds. God damn it, Desiree, man. Shout out to her, man. Shout out, man. Hold on. Let me give her applause. Yay! Yeah, that's a beautiful lyrics. Okay, let me try this out. Listen to your day unfold. Challenge what the future holds. Try to keep your head up to the sky. Lover's Day may cause you tears. Go ahead and release your fears. Stand up and be counted. And don't be ashamed to cry. And what I love about that is, don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be tough. You gotta be, you know what I mean? And it's because I'm stuck on that notion that crying is a shameful thing to do. Crying to me is what sex is to a nympho, female, a woman. Basically, you know, I think like men are shamed into crying and then by society, and then women are shamed into enjoying sex. That's a fucked up analogy. You know, no, not fuck it, man. I am enjoying it. I like that connection. I know what I'm trying to say. And if you're in my shoes, you're with me. But yeah, man. So I just love that she's encouraging. She said, yo, don't be ashamed to cry. Let them tears out, man. Let that motherfucker. You know what? That might be a title of an episode. Don't be ashamed to cry. But anyway, yeah. Thank you, Desiree, for reminding us. It's okay to cry. All right. Another song that came out is by Jiminel. Jiminel. That's pronounced better. Anyways, yeah. And it's called I Love Myself. And the whole song is okay, I'm not gonna sing it. Okay. I forgive myself and release. Forgive myself and release. You know what? Let me. I'm trying to pretending to be a professional, but I'm running myself. I'm a podcast, man. Do what you feel. And shout out to the whole song is her just singing. I forgive myself and release all the things that don't serve me now. Damn, it's just that the whole song. But it's like an affirmation. And I'm grateful for you, Jiminel, and I'm grateful for Tidal for putting it on my playlist. All right, next track is, am I in a better mood because I ate? Is that what happened? Damn, man, I'm a way better mood than I was the last recording. Okay, the last song that hit me not really hit me, but Fourth Season of Loneliness by Boyz II Men. That was nearly the title of today's episode. And the only reason, I wasn't talking about loneliness, but the only reason I was thinking of Fourth Season is because I was thinking of making the title in relation to the seasons. One is because I'm watching the documentary on Netflix called Our Universe, and there's one of the episodes is called Seasons. Let me just make sure I got that right. Our Universe. I misspelled universe. Oh, you know what I love about Google? It's like, hey, dumbass. No, it doesn't say dumbass. It's like, oh, you wrote blah, 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 blah. Did you mean to write our universe? It's like, yes. Thank you. I'm trying to get a list of all the episodes. What's it called? Great. Now the song is in my head. Forgive myself. See, it's easy to sing the song, but, you know, actually do it and release. There we go. Our universe. All right. Morgan Freeman does the voice. And pourquoi t'as pas les assiettes, Carlos? All right. Okay. I'm going to do something. Oh, right. I started watching Wednesday, and that's why. Okay. Let me. There we go. Okay. The title of the episode was Turning Seasons. Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, you're doing good, B. Wait, how am I watching Turning Season and I haven't gone through? Oh, I'm going backwards. Okay, sorry. If you saw what I was looking at, because 1, 2, 3, third episode. It's called Turning Seasons. I remember watching that and I was fascinated at how Earth is Earth because we have seasons. A lot of planets don't have seasons. That's why they're all fucked up. Yeah. Funny, I like to bitch about winter, but, you know, I'm grateful that it's a season. The other thing, too, is something kind of remarkable happened between now and the last episode, maybe during the episode. And I think that's what my therapist has been trying to get across to me. And it's like realizing the possibility that my shitty mood, the things that I'm going through, because I've been feeling down. I'm feeling down. I mean, to the world, I'm smiling. But on the inside, I'm like, fuck the world, you know? And but I considered the possibility that I might be going through a season before the shit felt permanent. And that's why I was a little nervous at the fact that it felt like, I think this is between now and death, this shit, that's all I got to it, this bad mood, this gloomy shit, this cynicism, the pessimism, this fuck the world, this I give up and shit like that. I'm considering. I'm not saying I'm there yet. Trust me, I'm enjoying this. I found a lot of comfort in this moment that I'm in. But I'm considering this shit might just be a season. Part of it might be because I still remember at the beginning of 2022. Wait, what year are we? Yeah, 2022. I feel like 23. Yeah, 2022. And talking to my therapist, and she's like, and we were talking about this podcast, and I'm like, took 6 months. And I remember she's saying, I still remember that moment when she says, so, all right, we made a lot of progress on your podcast. You got the image. You got the website. You got this, that, and blah, 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 blah. When do you think you'll start recording? And I remember something jumping and saying, fuck no. You know what I mean? Hell no. Of course, I don't talk to her like that. I'm still respectable. But in my mind, the voice would like, publish a podcast. Fuck no. Then 6 months happened, and I released my first one, 6 months. Yes, 6 or 7 months. My first episode was in July, right? Let me check this timestamp. My first episode must have been in, my first released episode was May. That can't be right. Created May 23rd. June? Oh, shit. So I must have released in June. I guess I could go on the website, but that's a lot of scrolling. I ain't trying to... according to this, me. Okay, hold on. Let me just look. Because before that, I was doing... what do you call those things? I call them mock episodes. So episodes that I recorded but didn't publish. It was my way of practicing. And my point is this. January, I was like, fuck no. May, I was like, all right, let me put my feet in. Let me tip my toe in the water. Tip my toe in the water, right? Who knows? Maybe next year I'll be like, all right, fully published, fully I get my advertising game going or some shit like that. Or put more effort into spreading the word. Maybe I have a Patreon. I don't know. We'll see. All right, okay. That's why I was considering going with 4 seasons. When I was thinking of seasons, the songs by Boyz II Men, 4 Seasons of Loneliness, kept playing in my head. This is amazing. Yeah, this is amazing. How long am I in? 41 minutes. All right, okay. Let's keep going, Ryan. Okay. All right, so I'm going to quickly, don't fuck with us. Don't fuck with me. We're going to quickly go through the list of shit I didn't get a chance to cover on the last episode I wanted to cover. And but then I got all coughing and shit. But today, sorry, water break. Yeah. My neighbor, look, y'all call. There's something in this fucking room I need to clear here, but it's making it difficult to breathe. And anyway, yeah. So things I didn't get two items I didn't get a chance to cover. All right. So I think when I last ended the last episode, the way I ended was I was talking about Return to the Office and how I was stressed. I was annoyed at the Return to the Office. And this came from a trip I had at the barbershop, and my barber, he's like one of those people who's jumping on the, oh, you little bitches are complaining about going back to work. And it's not just him, but there was other people. See, here's the thing. He's like pulse on the street. If he's thinking that, then a lot of people are thinking that. That's why I'm not affected by him. It's the fact that means other people are affected by that. And are thinking the same thing that he is, and you can't control that shit. But it just made me realize that, contrary to popular belief, or contrary to what I thought, ain't no fucking glory working in the government. I mean, there's glory maybe amongst each other. There's probably glory, like some folks are like, oh, right, okay, You have what is that thing? Financial future, like assured finance. Basically, you're making money. You got a job. You got a job in the government. You know what I mean? Like I know a lot of chicks looking for husbands. That's what they look for. A steady job. You know what I mean? Guaranteed income. Well, quote unquote guaranteed income. So there's that glory. But a lot of people are working shit jobs, and they blame and they use people like us, government workers, as the outlet to blame the fact that, hey, I'm working a shit job, fuck you, and you're working this government cushy job, and you don't do shit, pay my tax money, and blah, 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 and all that shit. But really, it's kind of like being the prime minister of this country, man. People are like, there's some people, not all Canadian, not everyone, but some people are like, my life sucks because of you, Mr. Prime Minister. And to go through that extension, they're like, my life sucks. I'm working a shit job. I'm married to a chick that I don't like. Kids that I'm not even sure they're mine. All because you work in the government. You know what I mean? And they take it out on us. So I just had me, and it enlightened me that, uh-oh, it's back. Maybe it's because I'm talking too much. We're at 44 minutes. I'm noticing this, Mark. I want to suck on a fisherman's friend, but I don't want to hear you. I don't want y'all to hear me sucking. Anyway, yeah, so fisherman friend, pretty français. It's une pastille. Pastille, you know? I know how to say it in English, but whatever. Sorry. I'm so sorry. Didn't mean to cough in your ears. Where was I? Yeah, and the last thing I wanted to say is, you know that pisses me off about being forced to work in an office? And look, I'll acknowledge maybe there are some offices, maybe there are some departments where since people have been able to work from home, production went down. Maybe for some people, maybe they just need to, I'm thinking of that line in Deuce, in the show Deuce, and this one woman, she's like, you know, a prostitute, and she says, she's talking to her, and she says, yeah, I need a pimp, or else I get lazy. I need to be pimped, or else I get lazy. Yeah, some motherfucker maybe just need to be supervised, maybe need a parental figure around them to be like, hey, get back to work. I ain't one of them. I'm one of those people who are, sure, I'll come to the office to figure out what I need to do. Underline the word what. But when it comes to how I do it, let me figure it out. Okay, tell me what you need done and when you need it done. In terms of where and how I do it, let me figure that shit out. Yeah, I'm just saying, yeah, I've always been that kind of guy. Like, you know, if I have to, I'll probably fuck around all morning and then finally start working in at night. But the thing is, I get shit done. So I just had me thinking about this whole returning to the office about, you know, I wish folks were able to separate what needs to be done, when you need it done, and separate that from how and where to do it. How, where, and when to do it. No, okay, you figure out how. Okay, what, why? Yeah, we both agree on the whys. Why it needs to be done. Keep this job. But you tell me what needs to be done, when you want it done by, and I'll work on, I'll figure out how it gets done. If I need to do it in the office, I'll do it in the fucking office. If I'm better off, if I'm more productive doing it at home because I'm surrounded by motherfuckers who won't shut the fuck up, then, you know, let me do it at home. Or in, you know what I mean? And if sometimes I get stressed, I need to take a fucking nap, let me take my goddamn nap. But one thing's for sure, I'll get it to you by whenever the fuck you need it by. There we go. I hate micromanagers. I guess that's what I'm getting at. All right. Next item I didn't get a chance to cover was, I did read the article. Usually I just read the headline, but I did read the article, and it goes, Twitter has reportedly stopped paying rent on its offices and is considering not paying severance packages to laid off workers. You hear that shit? Fucking Elon Musk, man. I really hate that guy. Hate is a strong word because I don't want to, you know, something happens to him and then I'm on the list of people who reason, but I really dislike this guy. He's really on the list of people who make this journey. When I'm talking about don't shed a tear for me, nigga, I ain't happy here. He's on the list of the reasons why, this journey. Life is already hard, but he's one of those people who, fuck it, why not, man? I'm a billionaire. I'm going to make it even harder. Why? Because, nigga, I can. Anyway, yeah. What bothers me about this story is the fact that, I'm gonna give credit to who he says, and I was avoiding giving credit to who I got this name from who I got the story from, because I had difficulty pronouncing his name, and I can lose my black card for fucking up this brother's name. And it's W. Camo Bell. Okay, je le prononce en français parce que ça fait plus, because it's easier for me. So if I did it in English, fuck it. Mais c'est W. Camo Bell. OK, Camo. Je sais pas comment il prononce son nom, mais en français, la façon que c'était play, c'est Camo. OK? Anyway, yeah. He shared that this article that I'm reading to you. I'm not going to read to you, but... And he says in his caption, he says, this is how rich people stay rich. Not paying rent. And the reason this bothers me is because this double standard. I mean, okay, fuck it, man. Okay, shut up, you hippie. I know a lot of people are probably yelling, you shut up, shut the fuck up, you hippie. But anyway, it bothers me, this world that we live in. This motherfucker doesn't pay rent. And then he gets to brag about being the second richest man in the world. That's what he gets. I don't pay rent. Well, actually, I don't want to brag. Okay, the point is, us local people, us normal people, regular ass working people, don't pay rent, and we either face homelessness or we turn homeless. And then society's looking at us about, oh, it's your fucking fault. Oh, you ain't shit, whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's the fact that this asshole has the option to not pay rent. It's not this... how he can benefit from not paying rent. That's just what just bothers me. It's like, grinds my gear. Anyway, all right, okay. So the last item that I didn't get a chance to, I was debating on sharing this, right? I'm going to play this clip, this punk bitch asshole. I'm really not liking the rich right now. And not just because I'm not one of them, but I mean, I wonder if it would change if I'm one of them. No, because then I'd buy shit to cover up once inside. Anyway, yeah, just know, if I turn rich, man, I'm bullshitting. I'm bullshit. If you hear me talk like Drake, say shit like, you know, Carr says, you should quit. Racist says, fuck your life. I keep fucking up that verse, but you know what I mean. If I say shit like that I live the life that makes you want to kill yourself because you ain't me. Just know that I'm full of fucking shit. I'm buying a whole bunch of shit to covering what's up inside. Yeah, all right. Okay, so this pastor bragging about the cost of his watch, all right? And I got to play this shit. Here we go. Forgive myself. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, I'm hesitating to say. I don't want to say, because I'm going to get all kind of crazy. I'll let people fight me. You'll have jewelry cost more in your house. Well, I'm telling you, listen to me. I'm telling you. My first house cost $14,700. I'm giving you a chance to write your check out. $14,700. My second house cost $81,900, and this watch cost more than that.
Damn. Holy shit! Okay, so in the video, I'm just noticing he's got a real Rolex Daytona Leopard, $114,942.17. That nigga deserves to get robbed. Fuck, shout out, RIP to Biggie Small, talking about Rob the Preacher for his offering. Yeah, rob that motherfucker.
Write me an ugly letter. Let me tell you what this, no. I can really give you something. I don't mean that pridefully.
Yeah, he's not bragging. That dude's getting his dick sucked by a church member, by a young church member convinced that she's going to get into heaven. She was conned into, I'm trying to remember, money and violence. There's a reason why I'm going to make reference to it. Money and violence, character, Moses Villeneuve. Damn, I'm trying to remember the name of the characters. Cain. Nope, not Cain. Because I can't rely on my brain, so I have to go on the Google to remember names. All right. Cop. Top cast. Oh my God. What the fuck was his name? I'm trying to remember the name of the characters in Money and Violence. My point is, instead of remembering the name of the violence, is if they were around, if they were friends of mine, I would put them on to this to this pastor. So Money and Violence was a TV series, internet TV series. It didn't make it on, like, it's not HBO, but it was like a popular for, well, people like us. People like me, TV series, right? And it's about brothers trying to make that paper and robbing and shit. You know, I'm probably giving you, okay, complex, urgent, intensely engaging. Money and Violence is an immensely revealing glimpse inside a brutal, little understood subculture. There, exactly. Drug, petty larceny, and casual violence to earn Rafe. There we go. Rafe and Miz, Kane and Shane. There we go. If they were my friends, I would put them on to this, because they're the kind of dudes that if you told them, hey, y'all want to make some money? This pastor's here. He's going to be at this time. His service, he drives this car, and he finishes. He's going to be walking out with the collection money, with the offerings at this part. They would rob his ass. They would rob his fuck. They would study his. They would show up to the church, act like new congregants, study his ass, figure out his schedule, and rob his cracker ass. Yeah, man. Trust me. You brag like that, you deserve to get robbed, man. Yeah, man. Fuck him and his mama. Yeah. Now, oh, this, by the way, goes into my last church ratchetness of the year. Church ratchetness is my opportunity, is a segment in this podcast where I talk shit about the church. All right, okay. Okay, you know what? Okay, yeah. I'm going to, speaking of church ratchetness, I was going to include this, but it's going to be its own segment. But this is just a thought. Let's go to a random thought is, lately, so I listen to a lot of gospel. I still listen to, even though I'm an ex-Christian, I still listen to gospel music, right? For the inspiration. Sometimes they say some inspirational shit, like, you know, that's Desiree. But, you know, sometimes they say some, yeah, Kirk Franklin says some inspirational shit. It just bothers me when they say the name of Jesus. Now, problem with the name of Jesus is I've reached a point in my life where I can't stop thinking of the name of Jesus and think about all the lashes that were required for his name to be a significant name in my vocabulary. You know what I mean? Like, there was a lot of horror. There was a lot of atrocity my ancestor had to go through before they finally got to Jesus. Yes, Jesus. He's my God. You know, my ancestor barely spoke French. Okay. I was going to say English, but, you know, it was French. They didn't speak this white man language. They beat that shit into them. And next thing you know, they're proud Christians. And every time I think of the name of Jesus, I just think of the kidnapped African. I'm thinking of the African in that slave ship and then beaten and fucking saw atrocity. Like, you know, I thought watching the Red Wedding fucked me up, man. This is beyond that shit. Beyond that, atrocity upon horror, sheer horror. To finally get to the point that, okay, stop hitting me. Stop fucking hitting me. Please don't take my life. I'll fucking say the name of Jesus. I can't stop thinking about all those incidents without thinking of Jesus. So, yeah. With that said, all right, now, flipping church ratchetness is, there was a preacher that I listened to recently that I did like. And it's a long time in a while I listened to a sermon. I didn't listen to the whole thing. It was a 45 minute sermon. And I listened to 32 and 50 minutes. And I was high when I was listening to it too. I think it made the sermon more enjoyable. But anyways, because when I'm high, I embrace what I'm listening to, whatever content I absorb it. I get into it. Now, this sermon is called The Sins of Sodom by Reverend Dr. Howard John Wesley. And it was presented on April 29th, 2018. And basically, he was saying some shit that I wish I would have heard when I was in the church. It would have been some uplifting shit. And essentially, he was just saying things for his public. Basically, he was saying some, by Christian standards, controversial shit. He was basically saying, hey, love one another. stop demonizing our siblings from the LGBTQ community. Just saying some, basically questioning, saying maybe Sodom and Gomorrah isn't some anti-gay verse. Maybe it's about violence against. Maybe it's a verse about violence against gay men. It was a powerful sermon. But here's the thing. Sorry. No, it was a powerful sermon. Point. Right? But unfortunately, okay, I'm trying to avoid saying the word, but it was a powerful sermon. Okay, there's no way around. But it was too late for me. for his congregation, I bet they believe it. I believe this man is sincere in his sermon. But every time, but I'm past the point that of using, you can't use Bible references with me. You can't, like, the name of Jesus just makes me think about our brutal oppressors. The Bible makes me wonder, it's like, makes me realize, because the few pages I read about the Bible made me realize whoever wrote it, likely had voices in their head. And even though, even if it was a righteous Bible, they weren't trying to save me. They were trying to say, they weren't thinking of my black ass. They were thinking about their descendants. Like, this shit was not written, was not made for me. It was made for some Jewish kid. Some Jewish kid who was then later grow up and rebel against Judaism and start a thing called Christianity. But yeah, anyways, it's my way of trying to say shout out to Reverend Dr. Howard John Wesley and every other preachers like him who are like, the reason why I loved about this sermon is it's a sermon about how you deal with those you call them. That's what's powerful about it. Like, you know, if I take away, if I strip away all the Bible references and shit like that, I think it's powerful about the, in the concept of us versus them in this society, it's very a popular thing to be like, reject them. Don't talk to them. Basically, people you don't understand, don't agree with, and you demonize it. And he made a whole sermon. I love how he says how you're going to be judged by the way you dealt with them. And it's something that I've always like suspected, but grew up with people who are like, hey man, fuck them. Fuck them. If you ain't one of us, then they could go fuck themselves. You know what I mean? I know Jesus says to love one another, but he meant the people that I love, not the people that I can't love. Go fuck them. Yeah, anyways. Yeah, anyways. I'm just trying to give props to this brother, even though that I'm trying to say as an ex-Christian, I respect this sermon. That's what I'm trying to say. There we go. And that concludes everything that I didn't get a chance to cover in the last episode. Now, I still have a few random thoughts to get through. And it's not a lot. You know what I mean? Sit down. I mean, fuck else are you going to go, man? It's the holidays. If you're in Ottawa, you're stuck in this fucking storm. Might as well listen to my podcast. Or if you're the feds tapping my telephone, listening to this podcast, saying if I'm saying, checking to see if I'm saying some terrorist shit, then fuck it. Fuck you going, man. Do your job. Keep listening to me. All right. I want to shout out Chris Lambert. You know what's interesting? I'm going to shout out two podcasts right now. And it's two people who don't know that I'm a fan of their podcast because I haven't written in. I haven't. I've probably liked a few of their posts. We've probably interacted. But I guess I should. I guess it's my way of saying I should probably holler at them, man. It's like, I'm about to give some roses, but these people aren't around. But Chris Lambert, the Mundane Festival podcast, 617, the Black Girl Magic. What I like about it is how he made me realize, well, one, he made me feel better about my own podcast. Because I realized that on this podcast, he's just being himself. No gimmicks,
message.
No, he does say message, but no like sound effects. Like I'm doing, you know what I mean? No gimmicks, no whatever. He's just being himself. Now, this is, I'm going to say something. The podcast is entertaining, right? Just listening to him. He's insightful and all that shit. And, but I don't think he sets out to be entertaining. He's just speaking out loud. He's just speaking out loud, thinking to himself. Granted, this is where I gotta be careful because I'm a part of me is like getting close to compare. Like, I wish my dick was as big as his. You know what I mean? I wish my podcast was as. If you're into podcasting, don't compare yourself to other podcasts. You'll just depress yourself. I'm just trying to say the parts that I am trying to mimic from him, or the example set by this man and his podcast is how it's just him. He's just being himself. And he's got fans, he's got Patreon, and my homie's been at it for 617, and he's a stand-up comic, so I guess it kind of helps that he's a stand-up comic, so he gives you a reason to like him, and it's like, well, if you like these jokes, check out my podcast. So, yeah, man, I guess I should write in at some point to say, yo, Chris Lambert, I appreciated episode 617, especially that segment you did on DJ Twitch Boss. You know, it's going to be fucked up if I'm not pronouncing his name, if I'm not saying his name right. Twitch Boss. Steven Boss. That's his name. Okay. Steven Boss, a.k.a. Twitch Boss. Oh, a.k.a. Twitch. Everyone knew him as Twitch, yeah. Anyway, yeah, that segment you did on Twitch just had me thinking, reflecting. Like, I had done my segment on the podcast, but then when he, then I listened to his podcast and he started talking about Twitch Boss, he just shared his thoughts and it just had me thinking. And yeah, man, yeah, respect, man, respect, respect. Another podcast that I enjoyed, and now he's someone that, you know, it might kill himself if we're not careful. I mean, not careful, but I mean, he basically talks a lot about, you know, how he's depressed and all that shit. And it's kind of, I mean, it's funny the way he does it, but you're like, you're not serious, are you? But, you know, maybe that's the feel. But yeah, JL Covang, okay, they're homeboys, him and Chris Lambert. I should probably explain, all these podcasts I'm mentioning, I know them from listening to The Black Guy Who Tips. I mean, it's like one big happy family. So all these people are like, it's like they're like the native tongue of podcasting. Well, I don't know about JL Covang, if he'd be, the native tongue of black podcasting, of black podcasts, yeah. Black American podcasts, because, you know, in the States, in Canada, we have our own segments too. Right, okay. So, yeah, JL Covang's got his own podcast called The Righteous Prick, and I listened to a recent episode. By the way, these two podcasts I listened to, I started listening to Chris Lambert's yesterday, but and then finished it today when I was in the grocery store at the Walmart. Yeah, a lot of motherfuckers out there. And they, where was I? Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. And I listened to the JL Covang. Yo, that nigga's funny, man. He's a funny guy. He's a comedian, but he's also another insightful dude. And I should also bring up that, you know, he represents, well, he doesn't really represent him, but he's Haitian, half Haitian. His dad's Haitian. So, Rouge Bleu up in this bitch. Anyways, yeah. But I don't think he's the kind of guy who shows up to Caravana waving a red blue flag, you know, trying to grind. I don't know. I don't know the dude personally. I just know that he's a funny comedian, and he's a great impressionist. I'm laughing. Sorry. Okay. He's a great impressionionist and entertaining content. You know what I mean? And he likes to harp on his fans. Like, come on, man, support the fuck out of me. Whatever. Yeah. I love hearing his journey into comedy, because he's trying to put a special out and he got fucked over by the people who were supposed to produce the special. And it's like, listening to his story about his trying to put a special out, it's like listening to the Starks. It's like I'm getting close. It's only a matter of time before we get to the season 8. Okay, season 8 sucks, but you know, but season 8 was kind of good for the Starks, right? Was it? It was, right? Yeah. My point is, he talks like he's in down and out, but you know, he's making small progress. So apparently, he's got a contract out, but I love coming back to listening to it and saying that where he's at. And then, because if the special comes out, okay, I'm going to put out the universe, okay, because he's not positive. I'm going to try to be positive. When the special comes out, okay, you know, I'm not going to do that positive thinking shit. But if and when it comes out, those of us who listen to the Righteous Prick podcast were part of his journey before it went from, you know, this shit's not coming out, they fucked it up, to, oh shit, it's out. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to feel, it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be great. You know what holy shit, I can't focus for shit. Yeah, okay, what I was doing is while I'm chatting with you, is I'm trying to find the name of the episode I was listening to, but you know what, just go on his website, the link's in the show notes, and listen to the episode. Fine, I'll look it up. The episode by the way, the other thing I noticed is Chris Lambert was doing is he was Googling something, and I remember, and he was like casual, not apologizing for it, and I'm like, fuck it, man, I'm gonna do it just like he does. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm looking up information, and I'm pretending like you guys are patient and aren't judging me by my lack of, downloaded episode. Where the fuck is it? Oh, I didn't download the episode. Okay, you know what? You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna click on the Righteous Prick podcast, and the latest one is called Mbop is older than Mbop. He's really funny. He was really funny in this episode, man. Very critical. Very critical. But I understand why him and Rod get along from The Black Guy Who Tips. Well, him, Rod, and Karen get along from The Black Guy Who Tips. And, yeah. I guess, you know what? Maybe this is why I felt good. Maybe this is why I feel good, because I listened to their podcast, and both of them do, like, they do solo episodes, and it just kind of made me feel reassured that, you know, fuck it. It's like they gave me permission to be, like, to do a solo episode and don't try to be entertaining. Just be yourself. Just be whatever. And whatnot. All right. Okay. So that's it. Yeah. Shout out to these two podcasts. Oh, yeah. I think I'm going to, not a shout out, but Podcast Addict. Dear Podcast Addict, please create a desktop version of your application. It would be nice. Sometimes it'd be cool if I could go from my phone, listen to my phone, and then transfer to my computer. Don't ask why. It was just more, it would be fucking convenient, all right, if y'all did that. All right. Okay. Last two topics. What did I say? Last two. Okay. All right. So someone on Twitter asked the question, what is your love language? And by the way, man, so I have two accounts, B Blizzak and Shut Up Podcast. And the name's actually MrShutUpPodcast.com. Anyways, yeah, so the Mr. Shut Up Podcast. So I follow a lot of people, a lot of accounts that do shit like ask just questions that kind of like a little bit like Ask Reddit type thing. Man, I wouldn't compare it to Ask Reddit. But they just ask questions that just make me think. And the reason why the love language one made me think is because I was reading all the answers. And I was like, oh, shit, I would have said that. I could have said that. Yeah, I agree with you. But a lot of people said some innocent shit. But I was thinking about this one love language that I used to be ashamed of. And it's significant because it cost me a lot of money at the strip clubs. And one of my love languages, I don't know how to say it, but I was going to say, I didn't know how to write it in a short form. But I was thinking of typing it right now. But, okay, essentially is sexual advances or everything leading up to sex. Basically, one of my love language is being a slut. Like, I was thinking about how growing up, this one time at a strip club, I'm walking with this girl to the champagne room, right? And we had to wait for people to come out, and someone was coming out, and then she backed up. She purposely backed up. You know, she knows what she's doing, right? Purposely backed up, and then leaned against my, you know, against my dick. You know, I mean, fuck it. I didn't mention this is an explicit podcast. Yeah, so I'm being all shy here. My penis. Yeah. She leaned back, and then she, you know, and then she like touched it again. She did that on purpose, right? But I remember feeling like $1 million that time, And like, it never hit me at the time, but slutty shit. It's like, I don't want to call it slutty shit, but it's pretty much, it's not sex is my love language. It's everything leading up to sex. Maybe it's all the porno that I used to watch. Maybe it's all the whatever, but I love the slutty shit. You know, at first I thought it was a bad thing, but shout out to Beyonce, Queen Beyonce, and her song Partition. Because that's where I felt seen. And there's a line where she says, I just want to be the kind of girl you like. I love that shit, man. Like, when a woman is using her body. So it's not just being touched. Touch is one thing. I mean, fuck, I get touched by, you know, female friends, whatever, right? But not just touch, but like, I'm touching you because I'm sexually attracted to you. I'm touching you because you make me, you know, fuck it. You're stroking my ego. You deserve to have your ego stroked. You deserve to feel good. And I'm going to use everything in my repertoire to make that shit happen. That's one of my love languages. Now, I don't want to diss women because, you know, a lot of women like, you know, like to be like, oh, well, oh, yeah, that's my dick. Oh, yeah, I love to suck a dick. Yeah, I'm a whatever. Okay, so holy shit, I'm not trying to diss. I'm being careful. I'm not trying to diss women who are not as sexually active as the other. I grew up in a very ultra-conservative household. So I couldn't admit shit, and not just the household, but circle of friends. So I couldn't date a woman. There'd be women that I would date that would be like, yeah, I don't believe in sucking dick. But I would still date them because I'm fucking that, well, yeah, getting my dick sucked is not that important. Fellatio is not that important. It's just things that babies want and shit like that. Basically, I didn't understand there was such a thing as sexual compatibility. You know where I learned the word sexual compatibility? From eHarmony. Go figure, out of all the places. Anyway, yeah. So when you find a woman who you are sexually compatible with, when you find a partner that you're sexually compatible with, and they understand that you love that, in my case, it's like, yeah, I want to be the kind of girl you like. I want to be your slut. I want to be, like, all that shit. Because I'm thinking about, there are a lot of men who are in my, who were in the shoes I used to be, and they marry the women that are considered the good girls, that they wouldn't say shit like, you know, suck my dick, or, you know, or I want to do you like a doggy style, shit like that. Like, they talk proper. It's like missionary sex. But then they end up at the strip clubs or hooking up with some sex worker, because sex workers have figured out that some men love that shit. Even if it's being faked, they love that shit. So yeah, that's my love language, man. That's not that you asked for it, but I was trying to get at that it's a love language that's forbidden, that some of us have difficulty admitting to ourselves. But until we get to the strip club, then we're giving them all kinds of money, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, yeah, keep talking to me like I'm the man, you know, shit like that. Yeah. I think this was just a lesson about being honest with yourself, man. Shout out to the couples out there who are compatible, sexually compatible with each other. There we go. I'm gonna end on that note. All right. Last topic is this is just a reminder that for myself that one thing I realized with the last episode is that I forget that I can talk. I like to talk. Like, I'll put in a lot of topics, think that, okay, I'm only going to talk 10 seconds on this, or because I can't see it. But once I get talking, and then, you know, I'm yappity-yapping, and next thing you know, I'm only at the first item. I was complaining about that on the last episode. I'm only at the first item, and I 40 minutes have gone away. And I got 7 other things on the rundown sheet that I want to get through. But I'm realizing that I can talk. I think that's something I'm going to work on, because honestly, I don't like going over 1 hour. My limit is 1 hour 30 minutes. Yeah, fuck that, man. Because I'm thinking of all the sermons I've been to. Well, you know what, hold on a second. I was about to complain about churches I've gone to when the preacher was supposed to do an hour sermon and he went 2 hours, and I'm like, 1 hour, I'm ready to go home. I'm like, fuck, come on, man. Yo, fuck up. You know, I've been here long enough, but someone in that church is still like, praise you, pastor, praise you. You know what I mean? So maybe it's not that big of a deal, but still. Okay. You know what? I'll figure this out. But I honestly don't like going over an hour for a podcast unless I feel like the spirit takes me. That's my excuse right now. Right. But I'm reminding myself after listening to the, you know what? I don't know. This is just my last segment. I said, I'm not trying to, the only point I was going to say is I'm not trying to be entertaining. I'm thinking out loud. Brooklyn bad boy back again. Feet hit the ground running in. My back's to the wind. Angels on my shoulder. Head in the cloud. No, I'm not rapping. I'm just thinking out loud. Okay, my case is, no, I'm not podcasting. I'm just thinking out loud. So yeah, I know. This is what happens is that I'm performing. I was talking about I'm performing. The only audience I believe that's out there is the feds tapping my telephone, who's forced to listen to this podcast to see if I'm saying some terrorist shit. And the inner voice. The voices in my head criticizing me, talking shit. And I'm reminding myself, man, I'm just thinking out loud, and fuck it. I was thinking, yeah, and since I'm thinking out loud, if you hit play on this podcast, you chose to listen to me. So you're the one, you know, you hear me out, and if you don't like it, then, you know, then don't listen to it again. But I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know if I can market this shit. My thoughts, I don't know if I can market it, make it a product. But I'll probably figure it out in 2023, at the end of 2023. Who knows? Who knows? But right now, B, this is me speaking to myself. This is more like an affirmation. B, just be comfortable thinking out loud. Because you always repress your thoughts. You're just trying to practice sharing your thoughts and recording it. And whether you can do something about it, we'll figure it out. But for now, man, enjoy the ride, man. And that goes for all of us, man. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the ride. That's all I got. That's all I got. This concludes episode 40. You know what? Hold on a second. Episode 40. Yes. Woo! Is that someone's panties? All right, yeah. Episode 40, man. Not bad for a black guy. Not bad for a guy who started the year saying, fuck that, record a podcast. You're lucky if I put maybe once every 2 months, but yeah. 2022, I brought back Shut Up Podcast, the New Testament, and 40 episodes in the books. I guess that's one thing to celebrate. If I do have a... Because there's 2 more weeks, technically. Okay, so Saturday, Wednesday, and Sunday. So technically, I have. If it wasn't for the holidays, I'd have 3 more opportunities to record. 3 more opportunities to record this year. But I don't think I'm gonna take it. I'm very likely during the holidays. I tend to get fucked up during the holidays. And I don't like having responsibilities. I don't like being committed. It's that time of the year to be like just being left alone. So if I do record any episodes, it's gonna be bonus episodes, you know, because I have nothing to do, or I want to do Kwanzaa right, and or something really happened that I really need to want documented. But for now, this concludes the last episode for 2022, man. Yo. Happy holidays to all, you know what I mean? Merry white Christmas. Sorry, I'm kidding. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy New Year. Hanukkah already passed, right? Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays, man. Yeah, here's hoping that my wish to you is that you end the year happy, doing things you like. Of course, under the assumption that you're not hurting anyone else. That's what you want to say. Under the assumption you're not hurting anyone else. And wishing you all a happy new year, man. A best new year. Here's hoping your pains turn into champagne. And you end up believing in magic again. But yeah, man. So this concludes today's episode. Holler at me on Twitter. And until that motherfucking Elon runs it to the ground. Name is B. Blizzak. Or... it'll be Shut Up Podcast. Website is shutuppodcast.com. Email address is shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. Subscribe using the RSS feed on the website, or just go to Google or Apple Podcasts. And thank you for listening. And remember, be kind to your favorite podcasts. Bonfire. All right, peace.